This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, all right, I think we are finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to be talking about how all these words we're getting and terms we're getting with the Kavanaugh court nomination. You know, you hear the terms filibuster and cloture, C-L-O-T-U-R-E. We're going to be kind of reviewing those because they're going to be pretty important over the next 30 hours. Unanimous consent, which I don't think we have unanimous consent to advance them, but unanimous consent may be used, and I'll tell you guys how. We have a doctor who is over 106 years old, and he's still practicing medicine. I would really like to interview him and ask him what he thinks of Obamacare. I'm not sure if he practices the way the rest of us younger folk have to, but pretty admirable that he hasn't quit, whereas so many of us have. I'll just tell you his quick story. Vitamin D supplements. We have been urged to take vitamin D supplements because we don't get enough sun. Now studies come out saying it does not improve our bone health, which is one of the reasons why we're taking vitamin D. We're telling people to take vitamin D. Personally, I still suggest vitamin D supplementation because of breast cancer and colon cancer and a variety of other things. But, you know, should we be telling people to take vitamin D for bone health? I was speaking yesterday to the Asian American student interest group. And I was teaching students how to approach an Asian and an Asian American patient. And I was, of course, one of the things we brought up was osteoporosis and how we need to give Asian women vitamin D, 600 units before they're 70, 800 units over 70, even Asian men. Asian men can have osteoporosis, so they're going to also need vitamin D supplementation. Same thing with Caucasian men, Hispanic men, black men, etc. We all can get osteoporosis. All of us are at risk. But I found it fascinating that I was asked to speak on cultural differences, on how to approach a patient. And I commended them before I started. Usually I open with a joke or I talk about something, you know, completely off topic and I, you know, completely just, I don't know, put people to sleep before we even get to the meat of the presentation. But I just had to stop and say, guys, I, well done. You know, we need to, you know, in medicine, look at everybody as individual. You cannot just lump everybody in a group. And the funny thing is one of the papers I had read said many Asians feel that they are kind of lumped into a group and they're, you know, looked upon as the same when they have individuality, and they do. You know, I keep saying this. You can't give an African-American male the same blood pressure medication and expect it to have the exact same effects as it would work in a Caucasian male or a Caucasian female. Or a African-American female. People are different. We're built differently. There are a variety of different vulnerabilities we have, and there's a variety of different strengths. And so with the Asian population, I was teaching the students that, you know, depending on what country they're from, many of them may have a certain predisposition to tuberculosis. Now, the majority of them were vaccinated, but then when you come to America, it's very hard to screen for somebody who was who is vaccinated. You have to then do a blood test. Hepatitis B is very common in many of the Asian countries, and you get it perinatally. You get it through the womb, through mom, and so many people are carriers of hepatitis B. Well, then, if so, you need to keep an eye on the liver. And so, not every Asian, you know, and, you know, there's a myth that when Asians come to America, they then get high cholesterol and diabetes. Well, Asians can still have high cholesterol and diabetes in their countries as well. But yes, the Western diet may not work with an Asian's metabolism as well. And so they may have more of a propensity to have higher cholesterol. There was some data saying Asians may have lower HDL, and HDL is good cholesterol. But what is fascinating about the Asian population is they're at the highest risk, they're at like the highest risk of stomach cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer. And so, you know, people underestimate that, well, if they're Asian, they're healthy because they eat healthy. And, maybe they eat healthy, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we close our eyes and we don't assume that they could have other issues. Same thing with many African Americans. People claim that, well, you know, African Americans have such difficulty, you know, with their health and heart disease and diabetes because they don't eat well and they eat a lot of fattening foods. No, not entirely. Yes, diet is a part of it, but we all eat. I mean, all of us combined love fried foods. I love chimichangas. I love fried chicken. I love beignets. I mean, these are things that they all have oil on them, no matter what culture. So then why would African Americans have a higher risk of heart disease and diabetes than others? That maybe it's something genetically, maybe it's something that's within their heart. Maybe their hearts are more vulnerable. This is what we need to figure out. That's why I can't stand it when I see these reports saying, well, the African-American diet is what's putting them at risk. What African-American diet? We eat all, you know? I mean, are they talking soul food? Soul food has a lot of good, I mean, you have okra, you have a lot of vegetables. I mean, there's a lot of healthy food, you know, within soul food. So I don't understand why we haven't progressed into looking at, you know, it's not just, you know, well, it's what people eat and what people do. You know, there are different phenotypic differences within our hearts, within our blood vessels, within our kidney function. And so I really urge anybody in medical science to please get on top of that. And I know it's kind of sounds, you know, too sing-songish, but embrace the race. Don't just, you know, try to be so PC where it's like, all right, you know, everybody will get this blood pressure medicine or everybody could get this cholesterol medication. No. If a Caucasian is built differently than an African-American or a Hispanic, then we need to identify and individualize treatment. All right, we'll talk about what's going on with the latest on the Kavanaugh nomination. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, for the next 30 hours or less, it is going to get ugly. As the Senate has moved and voted to proceed, in fact, Susan Collins voted to proceed with the vote. Apparently she has a big announcement coming out later today, I'm not sure what. But they did decide to move forward, and she's going to give her announcement on whether she's going to say yes on the Supreme Court nominee. But the protests are flowing. Apparently Amy Schumer, who is I think a second cousin of Chuck Schumer, she got arrested with her friends, and about 300 people were detained because people are just protesting and just going crazy over the Brett Kavanaugh nomination. We believe Christine Ford. There's just You know, I don't know if people want a war, but they are really, really getting heated up over this. And some of you have left your comments and concerns on the answer line, so let's go to them. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, Dr. Dolly. This is Dee from North Las Vegas, Nevada. I like what you said about not jumping to conclusions about all the men.
I'm not getting any sound
These
feedback.
People have
Daniel, you there?
It's like they've got a crack in their brain or something.
Oh, there we go. Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear. I'm
what
sorry.
What they want is mob rule. They're actually trying to undo the election. I can see it. They've been nothing but opposing everything. And something needs to be done to stop them. And that's it. I'm sorry. We don't get that under control. You won't have a country you'd want to live in where everybody just, anybody, any yahoo from the woodwork comes out and accuses you of anything. Oh, automatically you're guilty? What the heck? And that's exactly where it's heading. Gotta be stopped. God bless you, Dr. Dolly.
Oh, thank you. I wish I could talk to you live. You must be listening to the show delayed. And thank you for leaving your comment. I apologize. I was having some technical issues on my end. Yeah, this idea of you being guilty, anybody, any of us being guilty until proven innocent, it does have to change. And I think you have a lot of people who are looking at this Brett Kavanaugh nomination, whether they believe him or not, or believe Christine Ford or not, the process that took place and the whole circus that happened where somebody could claim something happened to them, have one of the weakest, if any, probably no evidence at all, having no evidence, nothing to corroborate the story, to be able to destroy a family. And, I mean, if he doesn't get nominated, and I know not a lot of people are playing a violin for him, but, you know, I don't know much about what he did 36 years ago, but I feel pretty confident that he wasn't a serial rapist and he wasn't a sexual predator. I kind of feel confident based on the testimony I heard. And if he doesn't get nominated, no one's going to hire him. No one's going to, the country has gotten so polarized that one accusation of assault is enough to ruin your career, ruin your family. I mean, God bless his family for going through all this like they did. They didn't deserve that. And now somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, look, they reap what they sow. If they want to be in the public eye, if they want to be a Supreme Court justice, I don't remember Elena Kagan going through all this. I don't remember Sotomayor. I don't remember, Gorsuch. I don't remember any of them having to go through all this. This was really, really ugly, and I think it forebodes what is going to come. It foreshadows that, people are going to get ugly. I don't see the Republicans doing this. I don't see the Republicans, if we get a Democratic president, orchestrating, all this. If I can't accuse the Democrats of orchestrating this, but I just don't see the same circus. I just don't. And I think Democrats have stooped to the new lows. Now, what was very interesting is a Democratic senator had actually asked to move forward. Now, Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia did cross the aisle and gave an aye vote for us to move forward with the final vote. Now, does that mean he's voting for Kavanaugh? It could just mean he wants this to be done. So let's move forward and get it over with. Lisa Murkowski, however, voted no. Lisa Murkowski, she's supposed to be Republican, but I don't really know what her voting record is, but she always seems to be the one in the news that kind of stands out, which to me is kind of concerning because, again, there's, when it comes to politics, you would think it would be about the country, it would be about the party, it would be about the, and or about your state or about your constituents. And instead, it usually ends up being about your career. For any of the senators, the primary goal of any one of these senators or politicians is to get reelected or to be able to, you know, keep their base happy, such that if they do venture into other politics or take a different seat, they get to remain in public office. Remaining in public office is one of their main goals. Then everything else comes later. I mean, there were Democrats that couldn't stand the Affordable Care Act. They were like, "This, I don't think this is going to work, but it doesn't matter." They had to make sure that they appeased their base and they were able to, you know, get reelected. So it's a cluster, but unfortunately it's, you know, one of the better systems that we have in this world, and so we make it work. So a key vote happened earlier on Friday where the GOP got 51 I votes, like I, you couldn't hear all of them. Some of them, you know, stood and voted. And the Democrats, 49, for this to move forward to a full vote. So now what's going to happen? Well, they say for the next 30 hours or the next day and a half, they get to debate. From what we understand, they decided to invoke cloture. Cloture, if I'm pronouncing that right. To avoid filibustering. So filibuster, if you guys remember, that's when you stand up there and you could read Green Eggs and Ham. Remember Ted Cruz did that, right, during a 21-hour marathon in September 2013 when he was, you know, trying to stall the health care overhaul. And then Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, he's the one that made filibuster the most famous because he spoke for 24 hours and 18 minutes against the Civil Rights Act back in 1957, I believe. That's according to USA Today. I find it very difficult to go 1 hour without having to run and pee. And I believe there was somebody, one woman who was filibustering, had a catheter in. So she could just pee into the catheter. And so filibustering, it's a lot of grandstanding. And so from what I understand, the Senate debate could be unlimited. Unless the senators unanimously agree. And unanimously agree would be a unanimous consent. So if they don't want to move, if they want to, let's say, bring this vote forward, they could unanimous consent and do it. Right now, though, for the Kavanaugh's nomination, they invoked cloture, which basically limits the debate. I guess it's a parliamentary move under Senate Rule 22. And so what it does is it schedules a final vote on a bill or nomination. If you don't invoke cloture, then what happens is people can filibuster or just debate endlessly. Now, back in 1975, the Senate agreed to reduce the number of votes required to invoke cloture from 67 to 60 out of 100 senators. This way to make it easier to end debate. But I believe it was the Democrats in November 2013 wanted to change this rule. Because getting 60 out of 100 senators, the country is too divided. Most sides don't have it. So the Democrats in 2013 changed the rule to just do simple majority rule to invoke cloture. So now the Senate Republicans can use that with Kavanaugh support, with the Kavanaugh nomination. So now the Senate has up to 30 hours to debate before the final vote. One of the senators has a wedding to go to. I believe he wants to walk his daughter down the aisle. I see on Facebook everybody's asking for I forget which senator it is, but everybody's asking the daughter to move the wedding. No, she is not going to move the wedding. Look at how this just keeps going on and on. So my guess is I don't understand why they just can't, in this day and age, you know, do a Skype vote or proxy vote. Vote before you leave for the wedding. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A big procedural vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh held a short time ago in the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the noes are 49. The motion is agreed to.
That was the count as senators did decide to end debate and move to a final vote on the veteran federal judge. The confirmation vote could come either tomorrow or Sunday. The fate of Kavanaugh's nomination lying within the decision of four senators, Republican Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Jeff Flake, as well as West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, have not revealed how they'll vote on the confirmation tally. The government's jobs report for September is out. It shows 134,000 jobs created when analysts were expecting at least 180,000, but the unemployment rate dropped again to its lowest level since 1969. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my doctor has me on vitamin D. Ever since I started to go through some changes, I'm like, I can't believe it. I feel like I'm 16 years old, but I'm middle-aged and going through the big menopause. Not handling that very well. But my vitamin D was low. And one of the reasons why my vitamin D is low is I've had some precancerous skin stuff, so I avoid the sun. I don't think that's the healthiest thing. I think we need sun, but I don't need skin cancer. So my doctor has me on 50,000 units of vitamin D a week. And it's easy. The little baby pills to take, I take it once a week, and it's helping my vitamin D. Now, why am I taking the vitamin D? Well, I'm not really taking it for my bones. I think my exercise that I do every day, I do at least an hour a day. I think that helps my bones. I try to take in some calcium. I try to load everything I eat with cheese. I know that's a sorry. try to eat some healthy vegetables. Vitamin D is supposed to help with bone health. Well, not in this study. They say vitamin D supplements do not improve bone mineral density or prevent fractures or falls in adults. That's according to a large study that advises health professionals to stop recommending the supplements. Now, dark winter months for many people also could put them at risk for low vitamin D because, again, they're not out in the sun. But Dr. Mark Boland, associate professor at the University of Auckland in New Zealand, says our meta-analysis finds that vitamin D does not prevent fractures, falls, or improve bone mineral density, whether at high or low dose. So what do we do? They say there's little justification in doing so when it comes to bone health. Well, you know, I'm not entirely shocked. According to this research, it was published in Lancet, Diabetes and Endocrinology. For those of you guys looking for a good read, you can buy that. They analyzed data from 81 randomized controlled trials, which is a lot, involving more than 53,000 people. And they studied whether the over-the-counter supplement helped in fractures, falls, and bone density. And most studies included women over the age of 65. The team concluded that vitamin D does not prevent the fractures or falls, and that there's little justification in telling them to improve or maintain musculoskeletal health. However, people can get rickets, right? Vitamin D deficient rickets, so that'll help with it. There's also been a lot of debate on it helping with cancer. So, I mean, what do I think about the whole cancer thing? The cancer thing to me, okay, this is what I think is going on. I just don't buy that we as man can come up with something that is as good as nature. I just don't. Okay, man, woman. I know I got to use gender neutral as people. Okay, how about that? I just don't buy that we as people can replicate something in nature. I just don't. So if our body, like we saw this with the calcium supplement debate, we need calcium. But these calcium tablets that we take, that's kind of unnatural. For some people it works, but we see that, you know, the dry powder could affect the kidneys, it could affect the heart. And so do we recommend it because we think there's going to be a minimal effect, or do we not? Same thing with vitamin D. You cannot reproduce what the sun could do. And just because we understand some of the mechanisms on how the sun helps convert and helps you produce vitamin D doesn't mean we know everything. It's a science. There's still so much we don't know. So I think your best source of vitamin D is the sun. So now let's go to these people that have, you know, breast cancer and colon cancer, and they look at populations and they go, wow, if you look at the Northern Europeans, they get a lot of these types of cancers. And it's because they're low in vitamin D. Okay, well, why are they low in vitamin D? Are they low in vitamin D because they're in the higher latitudes? Are they low in vitamin D because they aren't in sunnier areas? Or maybe they have more clouds. When I was up in London, there's a lot there in England, there was a lot of clouds. It was not as sunny as it is where I live in Las Vegas. Is it because Northern Europeans have the type of genetics where they just don't produce a lot of vitamin D? Have we figured all that out? Well, people think, well, you need vitamin D. There's some studies showing people that are closer to the equator have less colon cancer, have less breast cancer. Well, you know, maybe people living closer to the equator have a different genetic makeup. Or maybe it's because of the sun. So popping a vitamin D tablet might not cut it. Now, could vitamin D hurt you? There's very little side effects. Very little. So I believe if you have kidney issues and then you take a crap load of vitamin D, maybe that could be, you know, an issue. But for the most part, people could take vitamin D relatively safely. So if you could take vitamin D relatively safely, the average doctor is like, well, why not? What do you got to lose? So the moral to this, and I don't know if you guys have noticed with all of these these medical articles that come out on supplements like fish oil. Remember earlier this year they said, wait a second, fish oil tablets aren't helping minimize heart issues. Well, of course not. They're tablets. You got to eat the fish. And same thing, are people who eat high fish meals, more of a Mediterranean diet, not having as many heart disease issues because of what they're eating or because, again, of their genetics? Well, it's both. I mean, my father died of a heart attack. I remember he used to like his steak, but he ate fish. He ate vegetables. He ate a Mediterranean diet, still died. Well, if you have the genetics, you have the genetics. My grandmother, I never saw her eat red meat. She always ate fish and vegetables. She had high cholesterol. She had diabetes. She got multi-infarct dementia. There's a lot of genetics. Now, we don't want to hear that. You and I don't want to think that there's stuff beyond our control. I don't like that. I hate it when in medical school we were told you can't choose your parents. And boy, did my parents give us some real whopping genes. But I'm blessed nonetheless. Okay? And my parents got it from their parents. So we got some bad genes. We got colon cancer on both sides, smacking up one side of my butt than the other. Colon cancer, everybody has colon cancer in the family, or the extended family. That was some bad stuff. Bad cholesterol, bad diabetes. I've been trying to fight it. Luckily, I've been okay. I mean, I have to exercise an hour a day. I have to try to watch everything I eat. And I have to pray. But, you know, as I get older, I won't be surprised if that stuff starts to surface. It's in our genes. So, what do you do? Well, you got to read all these and, you know, listen to all these with a grain of salt. The problem is for every one article, medical boring article, in one of these boring journals that don't have a lot of pictures and large font, there's tons of things out there in the TV guide and Inquirer and all that saying you need your vitamin D or you need your fish oil pills. So I would eat a healthy diet, exercise, and if there are things that you are low on or high on, have your medical doctor or medical provider, you know, help lower it. Lower your blood pressure, lower your sugar, lower your cholesterol. You may need some pharmaceuticals. Yeah. I love the pharmaceuticals. If your cholesterol's high, I have seen statins prevent heart attacks. People that should have had the Widowmaker, I believe these statins really work. Supplements? I'm still not convinced. It blows my mind when I see people take 10 different supplements because they want to avoid the one statin. Are you kidding me? 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours. hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Dr. A. William Franklin was born in 1912. He was born as a twin. He began medical school in the 1930s. He held a military post in Singapore during World War II that resulted in him being held as a POW for more than 3 years. Then he returned to England after the war, studied under Alexander Fleming, who is the man who discovered penicillin. He then became an allergist and developed a pollen count system to help people understand what triggered their allergic reactions. Then, in 1950, an allergy clinic at St. Mary's Hospital in London was named after him. It's interesting. He looks a little different from his twin brother. I'm looking at his picture. But still very cute. I think he looks a little grumpy. You see his little toy doggy. So, he is now at 106 years old. And he still consults with patients. He still contributes articles to journal publications. He loves reading medical journals. I don't. I don't really like reading medical journals, but well. And he does keep up with the field that he helped pioneer. That is fantastic. William Franklin, Dr. William Franklin. He says, so often people say, how is that you've lived so long? And I say that it's just luck, nothing else. Apparently a biography has been written about his life called From Hell Island to Hay Fever. Huh, that's funny. Hell Island to Hay Fever. See? So Paul Watkins wrote his biography. Says this has been quite a unique experience. And one that I think very few people have the privilege to do. Even more so with Dr. Franklin. On his remarkable long life. In which he's seen so many changes, so many challenges. And has been through so many real, quite remarkable experiences. Which most of us can't even comprehend. And he still is sharp in mind. So he's writing a paper now on how penicillin was discovered based on his time with Alexander Fleming. You actually see him at his wedding, and a beautiful wedding, beautiful bride, before he went off to war. And I find somebody who's 106 years old having that sharp a memory pretty heartwarming, because I think a lot of us panic that we're going to start losing our memory in our 70s and 80s and 90s. I mean, I lose my keys. I mix up my kids' names all the time. You know, forget that I put a date on my calendar, and then I'll forget to look at my calendar. So, you know, we have memory lapses and brain farts all the time. This guy's 106. Apparently, they say he remembers his third birthday. He remembers he ate too much cake and ended up sick. He says, I'm so interested in not only the present and the future, but particularly, I suppose, in the past. So Dr. Franklin said, and it's nice looking back on some of the enjoyable trips that I did. So this pollen count thing that he popularized, that is crucial. You know, when people have allergies, they don't know if they should go outside or not. You know, knowing what the pollen count is can be pretty life-saving. And so he's one of the pioneers. Now, worldwide, doctors use that, and you know, to help warn patients. He ran tests on himself to make his discoveries. He said, I caused acute, severe anaphylaxis in myself from an insect. Nowadays, you wouldn't be allowed to do such an experiment, but to me, I was determined to find out how I reacted to mosquitoes, fleas, or whatever insect bites me. So then, his institute focused on hay fever. His research soon linked hay fever symptoms to pollen. And so he was one of the ones that kind of discovered that pollen is probably a real big issue. And since he's turned 100, he has still written articles. He wrote 4 articles from the age of 100 to 105. 2 of them solos, others multiple authors. And so, you know, people want to know, how do you keep your mind busy? He says, I'm too old to go on runs or keep fit in that sort of way. But I certainly keep my brain going all the time. And I read a lot of scientific journals and things which come to me monthly. And some, even the British Medical Journal once a week. British Medical Journal. Boy, they got one hell of a... Can you imagine prescribing the British Medical Journal? I know a lot of people are like, oh gosh, you know, I need a spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. The British Medical Journal is not that bad a read. I have to admit that. He says, when you get old, there are some of the things you can't do. But in 2015, at the age of 103, he received the Order of the British Empire for his significant contributions to the field of allergy research. So how's he done it? He says, I think what helps me is that if you lead a sensible life and don't smoke, don't overeat, and do a bit of exercise. Be energetic, he says, and whatever it is socially and psychologically and emotionally that you're doing, and take all things in stride. Now, I got to tell you, that is some pretty good advice. I see a lot of us eat ourselves up because somebody didn't like a Facebook post. What is going on with us? This, you know, no big deal. Eso no es nada. So, you know, whatever comes, comes. sometimes may be the healthiest attitude. Now this always drives us crazy because we talk to these centenarians and we try to then all of a sudden resemble their lives and we find we can't do it. I can't do it. What did he say? He says, don't overeat. No, trust me. When I'm hungry and if I'm eating chocolate cake, he overindulged on cake. So probably since then, he's like, I'm going to avoid, you know, overdoing it with cake. I can't. You put a whole chocolate cake in front of me, I'll leave a small piece for you. Take the whole, you know when you cut a slice? Hey, like those cartoons? Yeah, I love that. You have a whole piece of cake, so you see somebody cut a slice, and they take the rest of the cake, and they leave the slice for everyone else. I think that's funny. I still think that's funny. And that's me. That's me. If I bring home a cake for someone's birthday, I'll give everybody their pieces, and then I'll eat the biggest of these. And all the rest of it. Like, guys, there's no leftovers on this one. Well, Godspeed to Dr. Franklin, and I think it's fantastic. This was being reported by CNN. But this is why he still consults with patients. He doesn't have to deal with Obamacare. He's not even in America. He's in Great Britain. Yeah, Great Britain has the NHS. But, wow. I would definitely take a consult by somebody who's older. You know, we have debated whether older doctors are better than younger doctors or younger doctors are better than older doctors. I think I did some of my best medicine right out of school because I was so fresh. I was so energetic. I thought of everything. The older you get, you start to get comfortable going, oh, I doubt it's this. But then on the other hand, when you're older, you have a lot of experience. So if you've seen a porphyria or a Lyme disease or a weird, you know, esoteric, you know, disease, it may come back to memory. And so I've been asked, when are people too old to practice? I would say there isn't an age. If somebody has dementia, and we've seen people in their 50s have dementia, 60s have their dementia, if they have a medical disease, if they have an addiction, that's going to prevent them from treating. But you have somebody of sound mind, you have somebody who's healthy in their mind, that I don't care whether they're in a wheelchair or whatever, they could be your doctor. Absolutely. And so don't fear young doctors. I mean, I can't tell you how, for me to catch heart attacks in patients that really weren't even presenting with chest pain or those symptoms meant I must have, from my school, and I went to the UNR, University of Nevada School of Medicine, and then I did my last year at UCLA. I credit those medical schools and all the teachers and professors that work with me for, you know, helping me create an instinct, but it's instinct. You have a young doctor with great instinct, they're going to be phenomenal. I don't care if they could be a medical student. These medical students blow my mind. I teach at Toro University, Nevada. These medical students are so smart. They could be my doctor any day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.